Every spring, the athletic department at the University of Louisiana at Monroe gives fans a preview of the football team that will be playing in Malone Stadium in the fall. Over time, that event has grown into a major gathering of athletic fans in an event called Super Warhawk Weekend. ULM Athletic Director Bobby Staub joins me now. There's quite a bit happening right now in Warhawk Athletics.
We've got a lot going on right now. We've got softball and baseball and tennis and golf and track and field and you name it, we've got it going. And, you know, of course, tonight starts a big three-game set with us with playing University of Louisiana Lafayette at Warhawk Field in the sport of baseball. So Friday night at 6, Saturday night at 6, and then Sunday at 1 o'clock. So we want to make sure all our fans come out. And the team's playing, obviously, very, very well right now. So we want to have big crowds for those three games.
Traditionally, also a really good rivalry between here and Lafayette.
It is, and you know they've got a very good baseball program, and we do also, and we probably between the two of us probably draw better than anybody in the league on our campuses when we entertain each other. So I think it's going to set up for a very festive environment tonight, and of course on Saturday and Sunday. And like I said, we've been playing very well. It's probably our best start we've had since I've been here, and beating Tulane, Southern Miss, Memphis twice, and then just taking a 2-out-of-3 series against University of Tennessee. So things are going really well right now in the sport of baseball.
So let's look at next weekend. Next weekend is really the big event. It's called Super Warhawk Weekend, and there is a whole host of things going on. Give us some of the highlights.
Well, we've got a bunch, and that's for sure. And we actually start on Thursday the 22nd with tennis versus Lafayette at Hurd Stadium at 2 o'clock. And we want to make sure everybody comes out for that. Our tennis program has been doing a phenomenal job the last few years and have been in the top 100 and really, really doing well. So we want to make sure folks do come out to sample that because our ladies have done a great job. And then it kind of goes into Friday, and we're going to have kind of an all-day sand volleyball tournament going on in the sand volleyball pitch right behind the tennis stadium, and people have a lot of fun with that. And, of course, the baseball game will start that evening at 6 o'clock versus South Alabama. So that starts a three-game set, and then we'll kind of move into Saturday, and we'll have the centerpiece will be the football spring game at 1 o'clock. But so we want to make sure people come out for that. We've got a student cookout at the same time. The alumni will have their annual crawfish boil during the game as well. And we want to encourage everybody to call the alumni society and get their tickets for that. It's $25, all you can eat crawfish. And, you know, that's a great deal. I don't know where you're going to get that anywhere else. And of course, we'll follow up football by a free soccer clinic on the football field for all youth in the area. And Roberto Matz is our new women's soccer coach, doing a great job. We want to encourage all those families to bring their kids out and to enjoy a free youth clinic at starting. That'll start actually at 3 o'clock. And then baseball again that evening at 6. And, you know, so we got a bunch going on, and then we followed up all on Sunday with baseball again at 1 o'clock on Sunday. So got a bunch going on.
And you can find a complete schedule of all of this on the website.
Absolutely. Go to ulmwarhawks.com, and there's a Super Warhawk Weekend button. Just punch onto that, and it's got the entire schedule. And, again, like you said, we've got a bunch going on that weekend and want everybody to come out and enjoy it. And it should be a great time had by all.
Now, this had really been put together originally for the football spring game, kind of a preview of what things are going to look like in Malone Stadium in the fall. But it's kind of grown beyond that.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we started this about 4 years ago, and what we wanted to do is take the football spring game and expand it to make a whole weekend out of it. So what we try to do is, in the spring of each year, looking ahead to the following year, we say, okay, when will baseball be at home? When will softball be at home? We know the spring game's going to happen. You're a little limited on the date. It's going to usually happen at one or two weekends, and then you try to build everything around it. And, you know, we already know our softball schedules and baseball schedules in advance, so we start there. Unfortunately, this year, softball was not at home, and so we couldn't include them, but hopefully next year we'll get them back. But what you try to have softball and baseball and the football is kind of your foundation piece, and then you build some other things around it as well. And so that's what we've done. And again, unfortunately, softball is not going to be able to be a part of it this year, but hopefully next year will be.
So looking at the baseball team, you mentioned they're doing really well. You had Randy Ziegler, Sunbelt Conference Pitcher of the Week. You said that's the second time that's happened, peaking at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, this is the second week in a row he's gotten that, and that's quite an honor. And, you know, he went up to Tennessee, even though we lost that game You know, he had the Volunteers shut out through seven innings and was pitching really, really well. The week before, obviously, he pitched really well. So we feel really good about Randy, and he's going to be pitching tonight and against Lafayette. So, you know, we're real proud of him and what he's accomplished. But in a bigger scope of things, you know, we're just pleased where our baseball program's going. And you know, we struggled a little last year, but this year we're playing really, really well. Our RPI which is kind of a strength of where you are right now, it's a rating index, is as high as it's ever been in the history of the program. So we feel really good about where our program is.
Talking of the football team again, a good recruiting class, but also the guys who are going to be on the field this next weekend on the 24th, certainly a lot of good things to come.
Well, you know, the recruiting class, those kids that were signed in February obviously won't be here in the spring. They'll be here in August. But the guys that we have returning, that's who's kind of playing right now and who's scrimmaging and that type of thing. You know, we had a lot of kids that we redshirted, and basically what that means, they sat out fall and they didn't compete to save another year of eligibility. And so they're getting their first taste of it, of getting a lot of live action and that type of thing. I feel really good about where we're headed. You know, Coach Berry's doing a very good job of building a program, building a team, and it's a maturation process and it takes a little time and that type of thing. But I think we're getting the kind of student athletes in the program that can not only succeed on the field but in the classroom as well. So, you know, we feel really good about it. I want to encourage people to come out. We got a young team, but a team that, even though it's young, they've got a lot of playing experience behind them because they've had to play probably sooner than you like. But I think that's going to pay off for us in the long run.
The centerpiece of the Super Warhawk weekend coming up next Saturday at 1 p.m. in Malone Stadium. Lots of other events going on over the course of Super Warhawk weekend. Also, want to mention one more time, baseball tonight against Lafayette. Where do people go to find out more information? The ULM Warhawks website.
Yes, ULMWarhawks.com. And of course, you can walk up and buy tickets at the game itself. It's been so far we've been drawing really well. It's a great opportunity because there's a lot of different places you can watch the game. You can watch it in the stands, you can watch it on the sides, and have a real good social time. So it's want to encourage people to come out because it's a very good time by all.
Bobby Staub is the athletic director here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Bobby, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you for having us.